Okay, time to talk screen news with Claire Nichols. Hi, Claire.
Hi, Jason.
And Claire, a big win for Australian director Jennifer Kent at the Venice Film Festival last weekend.
Jennifer Kent, she's the writer and director of The Nightingale, which won two big prizes at Venice, the Special Jury Prize and an acting prize for one of the film's stars. The Nightingale has been described as a bloody revenge thriller set in convict-era Tasmania, and it tells the story of a convict woman seeking revenge for the murder of her family. She recruits the help of an Aboriginal tracker who's struggling with his own violent past. And as I mentioned, it won the Special Jury Prize, and the actor by Carly Gannambar won the Marcello Mastroianni Prize for an emerging young actor. You know, this is actually the second year in a row that an Australian film has won the Special Jury Prize at Venice. Last year it went to Warwick Thornton's Sweet Country. Maybe it helps to have Naomi Watts on the judging panel.
No, I'm sure it got there on its own merits. Look, I remember that Jennifer Kent, also the only female director who had a film in competition.
Yeah, of the 21 films in the running for the Golden Lion, The Nightingale was the only one directed by a woman. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago, but there was a fresh controversy with this film when it screened at Venice.
Oh, this was terrible, yeah.
Yeah, it was reported that as the final credits rolled, an Italian blogger yelled out from the crowd, and excuse me here, he apparently yelled, "Shame on you," and said, "Disgusting" and "whore" in Italian. Now, this movie, The Nightingale, it does deal with the fallout from a sexual assault. And Jennifer Kent has told the Sydney Morning Herald that while her movie is not about male bashing, it does explore the theme of violence against women. The blogger, he has apologised. Organisers have withdrawn his press accreditation for Venice. If you want to see this film for yourself, it's going to have its Australian premiere at the Adelaide Film Festival next month. And actually, the full programme for Adelaide has just been announced, so plenty to see there.
Now, it's not just to Venice where Australians have picked up prizes. How do we go at the Creative Emmys?
We had one winner at the Creative Emmy Awards, and I'm going to play just a little bit of music to get us in the mood.
I have no idea what that music is.
That is the theme. Well, do you know, I don't watch Game of Thrones, so it's a bit of a mystery to me.
I'm kidding. I know. Yeah.
That is the theme music to Game of Thrones. And the Australian production designer, Deborah Riley, won her fourth Emmy on the weekend for her work on that show.
Congratulations. That's massive, man.
She actually got her start here in Australia before Game of Thrones. She was a set designer on The Matrix, an assistant art director on Moulin Rouge. But yeah, she's won this four times, and she shares her latest Emmy for production design with two of her colleagues from Game of Thrones. It's a bit confusing. There are these three Emmy events. So we had the two Creative Emmy Awards on the weekend. The Primetime Emmy Awards is going to happen next week, and we do have an Australian in the running there too, the actress Yvonne Strahovski is in the running for her work on The Handmaid's Tale.
And fingers crossed we've got Deborah Riley on the Hub on screen next week. Fingers crossed.
Great.
Now, Claire, actress Halle Berry is making the move behind the camera. What's she up to?
She's going to make her directorial debut. She's going to direct, produce and star in the film Bruised, which, get this, is set in the world of competitive martial arts. Halle's going to play Jackie, also known as Justice, a disgraced MMA fighter who's facing challenges inside and outside of the cage, Jason.
I like it.
She's going to have to face one of the rising stars of the MMA world while also dealing with the return of a son she walked out on. Halle Berry's actually working on the film John Wick 3 with Keanu Reeves at the moment. And the producer of that John Wick film will work with her on this new project too. She's also going to keep working with the John Wick fight choreography team to teach her those MMA moves.
Cool. Now, finally, a bit of Oscar news. They've ditched that category that we were talking about a few weeks ago, and I thought it was a bad idea at the time, but tell me about it. It's the popcorn category.
They must have been listening to you, Jason. There was one of the most contentious changes announced by the Academy was this new prize for outstanding achievement in popular film, basically a prize for big budget hits like Avengers. People thought maybe Black Panther might be in the running next year. The category copped a lot of backlash from smart people like yourself. Critics were quick to label it the popcorn Oscar, and now the Academy says, maybe we'll delay this for a year. In a statement, it says it recognises the need for further discussion on this one with its members.
Cheers, Claire. That's Claire Nichols there with Arts News.